Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Gitriel Blad. Parasha Vayikra, and he called. Week 24, Sex Aliyah. In this way the priest will make atonement for him, and he will be forgiven. In this way the priest will make atonement for him for the sins he has committed, and he will be forgiven. The priest shall then offer the other as a burnt offering for the prescribed way and make atonement for him for the sin he has committed, and he will be forgiven. Leviticus 4, verse 31b, verse 35b, chapter 5, verse 10. Can sin receive forgiveness? Sin is the transgression of a commandment. If the Eternal commands not to do something, or someone does it, then he is committing a sin, and that sin brings the righteous wrath of the Most High, which in turn produces grave consequences. But at the same time, the Eternal, in his great mercy, gives man the possibility of repenting of his sin and seeking reconciliation with him to prevent negative consequences derived from his sin. The Eternal established a sin atonement and forgiveness system for his people in the earthly sanctuary so he could keep dwelling among them in spite of their mistakes and rebellion. Sin has to be dealt with one way or another. If the sinner doesn't repent, he will have to suffer all its consequences. But if he repents, the Eternal turns from his anger and forgives the sinner. However, since sin has to be dealt with one way or another, the sacrifice system as a means of atonement for sin appeared. Sin has to be paid for, and in order to avoid paying with his life, a man can sacrifice an animal in his stead. An innocent animal had to die in order to satisfy divine justice, thus allowing the sinner to be forgiven. This teaches us that sin itself has no forgiveness. It is man, the sinner, who is forgiven, not sin itself. Sin is a terrible thing that has fatal consequences for man and animals. Sin cannot be forgiven ever. Just man. When a man is forgiven, his sin is transferred to the animal and it dies instead of that particular man. Thus, we can see that sin is not forgiven, but men are, as it is written, he will be forgiven. Sacrifices in the earthly tabernacle and temple were meant to allow for the Eternal's presence among the people. Without those sacrifices, the Eternal couldn't have dwelt among his people here on earth. In the heavenly temple, however, animal sacrifices cannot be offered for the people's sin. A greater sacrifice was needed there so men could be able to enter the heavenly realms and approach the Eternal in spirit. That sacrifice was offered once and for all when the righteous one offered himself, as the sacrifice for Israel in the world. Let me repeat that. The sacrifice was offered once and for all when the righteous one offered himself as the sacrifice for Israel and the world. His blood was taken to the most sacred place in the heavenly tabernacle, and in that way there is everlasting forgiveness for all those who repent of their sins, as well as access to the throne of grace in heaven. Yeshua's atoning death is the certain and eternal basis on which the repentant sinner can approach the Eternal. In today's text, it is written three times that the repentant man is forgiven. The Eternal is not only a forgiver, but he also delights in showing mercy, as it is written in Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19. Who is a God like you, who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea. Blessed be the Eternal for his forgiveness in Messiah Yeshua, the eternal and perfect sacrifice. Shalom.